Mix 94.5. It's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber doing it for you this morning. It's just gone 8:51. Dr. Stephen Fenner is on the line right now, and he is one of WA's leading psychiatrists, and he works in an emergency hospital. Obviously, right now, he has been diagnosed a week or so ago with COVID-19, so he's doing work from home. Doctor, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Dr. Stephen, it is risky talking about the virus symptoms because we know it's different for everyone, and for some people it may not seem serious and for others it's obviously fatal. But what have you experienced?
Well, I reckon I'm like probably 80% of people. I woke up in the morning with a mild cough and, you know, cough, flu-y symptoms, a bit of aching in my limbs. I get asthma occasionally, and I had asthma that morning. And later in the day, I developed a fever. But really, you know, I've had viral illness just like everybody else, and this was a 4 out of 10 compared to other illnesses I've had.
Wow.
And what day are you at, Stephen?
This would be day 7 for me, or day 8, actually. You know, I got symptoms on Tuesday last week, so this is the 8th day today.
Yeah, and Doc, you're not quite sure where you got it from? What's your situation in the hospital?
No, so, I mean, I don't know where I got it. Of course, we were thinking about people from overseas. My daughter arrived from overseas almost the right time. Okay. And but she kept away from us until a week after she got here, and then I saw her only once, and that was not quite at the right time. It was too close to when my symptoms developed. And then she went on to test negative twice, so it wouldn't be from her. Common sense tells me it was from work. I have 3 different teams at 2 different hospitals, and if you know, with the patients we see, obviously, you know, I work in the emergency department, so there's a lot of unknown patients and visitors. But we see 5 times as many staff and work closely together. There's a greater chance it came from another staff member as it came from a patient. It's hard to know.
I mean, the great concern obviously for people has been, how do we know how long we're incubating it before we're already contagious? And so were the doctors clear with you about, you know, if they're saying you're on day 7, was that day 7 just from when you started having symptoms that morning? And, you know, you obviously weren't isolated before that.
That's right. So I was pretty quick at getting onto isolation myself and my family and my children. I didn't go to school, my wife didn't go to work, and I didn't go to work from the time I woke up in the morning with those symptoms, because I thought, this is a bit suspicious, I don't get sick very often, and this does actually seem like the profile of the symptoms, so we all stayed at home. Thankfully, I mean, I'm actually quite pleased, because after that, we could have had, there's a lot of anxiety, say, at the school or elsewhere, people wondering if contact with my children could have put them at risk, and I know absolutely that it didn't, because we, so... If once your symptoms appear, they're saying that they think you might be contagious for a day or two before that.
Right.
And that's all. It's a bit hard to know sometimes when your symptoms appear. I mean, a lot of people had contact with me have been staying home. I've had to go home and they're waiting. And this waiting thing is, you know, actually isolation is not too bad. We've got ways of coping with it nowadays. And one of the things that's a little bit different about it is this thing of waiting, not being sure if you get symptoms, and then thinking, is this my imagination, or is this just the cold? You know, well, that makes it very hard to know when your symptoms began.
Of course,
it's the only thing about the contagious period. But really, it's only a day or two before you get sick that you're contagious. So if a family member gets sick and everyone's stays away from the rest of the community, it's going to be about 5 days or 7 days before the next people in the circle contract the illness. So you're absolutely preventing those people from spreading it. The virus will stop if you isolate yourself. It doesn't spread any further.
So, and what's the protocol, Dr. Fenner? Would you have to test negative twice before you're allowed out of your isolation?
I heard Peter Dutton say that about himself. I don't know, actually. I'm going to ask today. What I did here was test negative once, and then somebody was telling me that the Commonwealth thinking of changing that so that you just have to have a couple of days symptom-free and then you can go back to work. I actually don't know. I mean, to me, I think in my job, it would be good to have a negative swab before I go back.
Yeah.
At least one.
Doc, you talk about that waiting game. It'd be easy to get a bit paranoid in that time. Did you find yourself getting a bit obsessed with what you were touching and what you were doing in that time?
While I was waiting, yeah. Luckily, I didn't have to wait very long for my result. It was only a day.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, we just sort of behaved as though I had it, really.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone's done that. But most of the people I know who've been tested have come back negative.
And so
it puts them in a difficult situation. Now, when you get your negative test, and then you still have to isolate, but you don't know where it's never going to be resolved quite.
Yeah. And so once you were tested positive, in terms of your actual household, are you sort of staying in one bedroom and the family's keeping separate, or did everyone kind of resign themselves to the fact that, well, now it's in the house, we're probably going to get it?
We could have done that. I would have been more like that, but my wife was pretty fastidious about separating me from the rest of the family. And so she's done a really great job of isolating me in the bedroom upstairs. The kids have all joined in, told me to get back to my room when they see me outside.
Sure.
And I've been separate in the upstairs bedroom with the ensuite, and that's paid off in the sense that my children have had a few symptoms and my wife's had a few symptoms. No one's tested positive. So by now we're getting to day 7. It's becoming unlikely that they will actually contract it.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor,
within the family, we've managed to contain that virus.
Doc, we appreciate your time today and all the best moving forward.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Stephen Fenner joining us here this morning with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber at Mix 94.5. More.